This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. March wheat trading at 738 and 3 quarter, up 6 and 3 quarter. May wheat trading at 746 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. March corn now trading at $7 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. May corn trading at 697 and 3 quarter, up a nickel. March soybeans trading at 1424, up 6. May beans trading at 1413 and 3 quarter, up 5 and a quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 732. That was down 3 and a half. May wheat closed at 740 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. July wheat closed at 743 and 3 quarter, down 2. March corn yesterday ended at 694 and 3 quarter, down 3 quarter. May corn ended at 692 and 3 quarter, down 3 quarter. July corn ended at 682 and a quarter, down a penny. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1418, down a nickel. May beans ended at 1408 and a half, down a nickel. July beans ended at 1399 and a quarter, down 5 and a half. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 407.20, down 9. May meal ended at 406.20, down 15. July meal ended at 401.60, down 21. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.70, up 4. May oil ended at 52.11, up 2. July oil ended at 52.41, up 2. March oats yesterday, 380, unchanged, and May oats, 375, up 3 and a quarter. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Thursday afternoon. Disappointing weekly export sales figures dropped the value of soybeans and helped pull corn and wheat values lower as well. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at 687 to 703, while soybean bids mostly 3 to 7 lower at 1398 to 1410. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny lower at 694 to 713, while soybeans fell 5 cents at 1422 to 1433. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down a penny at 689 to 720. Soybeans fell 5 cents at 1423 to 1444, and wheat bids down 3 to 4 at 727 to 748. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 5 cents at 1444 to 1458. Basis ended steady, ranging from 26 to 40 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped 90 cents a ton to range from 417.20 to 425.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a penny at 710 to 730, with basis steady, ranging from 15 to 35 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 708 to 712, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger at 13 to 17 over the March. Soybean bids down 5 cents at 1436 to 1442, with basis steady ranging from 18 to 24 over the March. And new crop wheat bids down a dime at 624 to 626, with basis ending steady ranging from 20 to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 709 to 710. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 3 to 5 cents with quotations at 1450 to 1456. Soft red winter wheat down 4 at 771 to 772. And the Milo a penny lower at $6.99 to $7. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 524 to 539. New crop beans at 1217 to 1233. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 5.25 up to 543. New crop soybeans at 1224 to 1247. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 523 to 554. New crop bean bids tonight, 1232 to 1251. And new crop wheat in southern Illinois, it ranged from $6.99 up to $7.26. That is our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs ended at 87.67, up 20. April hogs ended at 84.32, down $1.47. May hogs ended at 91.97, down $1.42. February cattle yesterday ended at 125.90, up 40. April cattle 129.77, up 37. June cattle 125.65, up 75. March feeder cattle yesterday 142.67, up 132. April feeders 146.22, up 127. May feeders 149.27, up 160. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's afternoon's livestock report. First of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Thursday afternoon, barrels and gilts traded $1.64 lower on a carcass basis. Calculations for a 200-pound core carcass traded in a range of 72.50 to 83 and a quarter, with a weighted average carcass price of 82.54. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $2 higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $38 up to $43. 4 to 5 weights at $42 to $47. 5 to 550 weight sows at $46 to $47. And heavyweight sows over 550 pounds traded at $46 up to $50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade on Thursday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, ranging from $55 to $59. And receipts for Illinois hogs on Thursday totaled 9,330 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois from Wednesday, the report from the Skyler Livestock Sales in Rushville, Illinois, receipts totaled 468 head, and compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers and feeder bulls sold $10 to $12 lower. The slaughter cows and bulls were steady, and slaughter steers and heifers were not reported due to reporter's absence. Slaughter cows breaking type range from 75 to 80, with boning cows selling at 68.75 up to 70. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 4 to 500 pounders at 165 to 169, 5 to 6 weight steers at 140 up to 155, and 7 to 750 pound steers range from 125 up to 135. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, weighing 4 to 500 pounds, range from 157 up to 161, 5 to 600-pound heifers at 126 to 139, and 6 to 700-pound heifers range from 120 up to 129. From the Greenville Livestock Auction on Wednesday, receipts totaled 604 head. Compared to last week, the slaughter steers, heifers, and Holstein steers traded $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter cows traded steady to $1 lower. Slaughter bulls were lightly tested, and feeder cattle down $3 to $6. Choice slaughter steers range from $122.50 to $127.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at $110 to $115.50, while the choice slaughter heifers range from $122.50 to $124.50. Slaughter cows boning type at $72 to $80, and the lean cows traded at $66 to $71. Also, we have the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction in Walnut, Illinois on Thursday. Receipts totaled 287 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $3 lower, while the slaughter Holstein steers were lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers range from $123.50 to $125.25, choice slaughter Holstein steers at $111.50 to $113.50, and the choice slaughter heifers at $122 to $125.50. In the direct cattle trade on Thursday from the National Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis ranged from 119 to 123. On a dress basis, steers at 194 to 196. Heifers on a live basis traded at 119 up to 123. And on a carcass basis, 194 to 196. From the National Carlot Pork Report, at the close on Thursday, trading was moderate with light to moderate demand for mostly moderate offerings, though 98 loads did trade. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 80.10, which was 14 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout reports on Thursday, choice and select beef carcasses trading mixed. Choice carcasses 15 cents lower, trading at 183.55, with select carcasses trading 28 cents higher for the day, closing at 179.60. From the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, cattle slaughter estimated at 119,000 head compared to 121 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter a little lighter than normal, estimated at 418,000 head compared to 422 last week and 422,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday for butter, 160 and a quarter, up 1.5. For block cheese, 167 and a half unchanged. For barrel cheese, 164, up 1. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1723. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, 704. For March, 711. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, 697. For March, 703. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, 1429. And for March, 1420. Wheat delivered to Scottville, 733. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 704. Corn at Scottville, 697. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1429. Wheat at Scottville, 733. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Right now, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Partly cloudy skies today, colder. A chance of snow flurries, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper teens. And for tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, the high in the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow Monday. Low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the mid-30s. 30 degrees at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Casey's presents Famous People on Famous Pizza.
My name is Adam Haney, and I own the largest bottle cap collection in Davis County. I have over 160,000 bottle caps. I enjoyed a lot of these sodas with made-to-order Casey's Pizza with fresh ingredients, real mozzarella, and never frozen crust. I'll tip a cap to that.
Casey's, famous for pizza. Order one today and see what everybody's talking about. Right now, get a large sausage pizza for just $10. Not valid with any other offer.
Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, and in our farm news today, getting a full five-year farm bill is the number one priority of the National Association of Wheat Growers. The reality is it's going to be tough to get the full legislation with Congress facing several budget deadlines. National Association of Wheat Growers Director of Government Affairs Mark Geedy says postponing markup will further impact the legislation.
The Congressional Budget Office does updates of the baseline, and I think the February update shows that we've lost about $16 billion out of the Farm Bill baseline between 2012 and 2022. That's a lot of money. So it was difficult enough to write the Farm Bill when we got it through the Senate. And if we're losing money, it's just going to make it all the more difficult.
He says their biggest concern is lack of farmers expressing their frustration that Congress has not passed a Farm Bill. Mr. Geedy says farmers need to engage in the process if they want a new farm bill this year. Japan is the leading market for U.S. pork exports. Pork Checkoff Assistant Vice President for International Markets, Becca Hendricks, says Japan has traditionally been a strong market for high-value pork cuts, but new opportunities are coming.
We're getting into other avenues such as convenience stores, where we're promoting to-go bento boxes. This segment's really growing in Japan, so definitely an opportunity there. Also promoting thick cuts such as chops and roasts, where a lot of the Japanese consumers are used to consuming real thin sliced pork cuts.
Mexico is another strong market for U.S. pork.
We ship a lot of hams to Mexico and also a lot of product raw material for further processing, and their retail segments are really growing as far as large supermarkets. So doing a lot of promotion in country there.
Ms. Hendricks says exports have a significant impact on the producer's bottom line. For more information, go to www.pork.org. 28 million meals were served in 2012 thanks to Farm Bureau families across the country who donated a record-breaking amount of food, time, and money to assist hungry Americans as part of Farm Bureau's Harvest for All program. Dan Durheim, Executive Director of the American Farm Bureau Federation for Agriculture, says volunteers were recognized at the AFBF's National Leadership and YF&R Conference in Phoenix. Miranda McDaniel has more.
The farm and ranch families of Farm Bureau prove that when it comes to getting the job done, there's no better group to call on. Dan Durheim, Executive Director of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, says Harvest for All, a food assistance program in partnership with Feeding America, gives farmers and ranchers a unique chance to give back.
Harvest for All is a project that American Farm Bureau started 10 years ago that creates an opportunity for young farmers and ranchers and Farm Bureau members to really be a part of the hunger solution in this country. The uniqueness to the Harvest for All program really is that it's community-based. So wherever people live is where we want them to be involved. It's this simple solution that America's first harvesters, our young farmers and ranchers, team up with Feeding America to be able to create this positive solution that not only shows that farmers care about the constituents and the community members who live in their area, but also that they, as part of the people who produce the raw product, want to make sure that people are fed.
In 2012, donations collected in 21 states totaled 28 million meals.
We had a record year of donations, $971,235, which I think just kind of blows out of the water where we've been in the past. And 24 million pounds of food, 11,333 friends hours. The volunteer hours is really my favorite piece because it goes back to the very core of why we're doing this. Farmers showing up, not only donating product and money, but as importantly, they show up to be part of the solution.
California took home the top honors for food donations with over 10 million pounds. Illinois raised over $750,000, and Michigan Farm Bureau volunteered over 6,400 hours of service. Durheim says this program is a great way for farmers to get involved in their community, in addition to solving the problem of hunger on their home fronts.
It's a great opportunity for them to use this as an anchor to say, I'm here and I care about you. Because often we hear this notion that people are attached to farmers, but they don't really know how much they actually care. When you think about rural America, even more urban centers, a lot of the people who are willing to step up and volunteer are our farmers, the farmers and ranchers who live in these communities who say, I want to be a part of the solution. It's their ability to exert the leadership, to care, and to show that they care for their consumers.
In the past 10 years, Farm Bureau and Feeding America have helped serve 83 million meals through Harvest for All. Miranda McDaniel, Washington.
On Monday, our guest on the AM Live program was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. He said that they are paying attention to the Illinois legislature, keeping an eye on legislation passed.
We're watching to see what does come down the line. A couple of bills that haven't been introduced yet, but that everyone is waiting for, is to see transportation funding. The General Assembly did pass last week, very quickly as a matter of fact, House Bill 190, which is a bill that is a quick, what we call a supplemental appropriation, that does designate about $675 million in quick start money for highway and road construction purposes. The reason why they moved on that bill so quickly is because, in all truth, highway construction season is very near us. More importantly, the bid lettings are right underway, coming up in the next couple of weeks. They'll be letting bids for these road projects this summer. So they had to move, General Assembly had to move very quickly to get this bill moved, and they did. And went to the governor. The governor, General Assembly approved it. Governor signed the bill, went into law, and that money will be released for a whole slew of projects, everywhere from bridge repair, repaving work, but also some of this trickles down into local governments. And again, everybody was on pins and needles waiting for this money. Without it, we would not have had a summer construction season.
Does that bill, does it designate specific projects that the money is for, or is that just $675 million to be divided up later?
No, pretty much it's part of a, $675 million was part of a $2 billion omnibus bill for the most part. You know, a lot of people criticize it because it did earmark certain projects, you know, and I think a lot of people held their nose because special projects were tossed in there. But the road money is pretty much designated. In other words, the money that was put in there has been meant for specific projects that DOT had put on their road plan for quite a while. So it's not just saying we're going to throw this money in a pot and then divvy it out. The fact is that they already did earmark specific money for road programs.
And that was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 737.5, up 5.5. May wheat trading at 745, up 4.75. March corn trading at $7.25, up 5.5. May corn trading at 698, up 5.25. March soybeans now trading at 1422.5, up 4.5. May beans trading at 14.12 1/4, up 3.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prange.